I saw this in the news over the weekend. It's a story we'd mentioned maybe a month or two ago. The story's popped up its head again. It's about shaming kids in school who don't have enough lunch money. Remember how much lunch cost when you were in high school?
60 cents.
Mine was about 65, 70, 75.
Something, 80. I think.
Eventually
I mean,
a dollar.
Yeah. We had tokens, so I'm not sure. Like, we got them at the... They were little blue tokens that you would have at the beginning of the week, and then you would have them, you know, and that's how you pay for lunch, but I don't know.
Do you remember what happened when you didn't have money to buy lunch? You didn't get any lunch when I went to school.
Right. No, you... No. Like, why aren't you eating? I lost my token. And then you'd hope somebody wouldn't like something on their plate, and then they'd be like, well, do you want a bite of my Salisbury steak? And I'm like, yeah.
Or, sorry, you're skipping lunch. Or you borrow a couple bucks off your buddy. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the problem. 76% of America's school districts have kids in school with lunch debt. That's over 3/4, where they have accounts now. Usually it's some of the debit system or accounts or whatever. So you don't have to spend the average $2.50 per meal, $2.50 now, where you have accounts. But 3 out of 4 school districts have kids that have lunch debt.
Welcome to the real world, kids.
I know.
I mean, that's life. So they're really getting prepared for the future and credit cards.
Exactly. I'm glad to hear you say that. In real life, when you're $25 in debt, whoever you've been mooching off of stops giving you the thing you've been mooching him off.
Well, in.
Yes. We all have charge cards in life. Later, we max out. We have mortgages and loans we take out we have to pay off. I borrow $5 from you. I got to pay you back. If you want to buy something, it takes some money to buy it. It should be a good life lesson with kids that things cost money. The problem is a lot of these kids, 3 out of 4, apparently in some school districts, were letting the debt reach over $25. And these schools are finally cutting them off and go, wait a minute.
Well, that I don't think you can do.
Well,
I think you have to feed the kid. You can't be like, sorry, little Jimmy. You're way out of, you know, I mean, you owe us $25 the way it is, so no.
So what do you think they've been doing? What do you think? They haven't been sending them away hungry.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Nope.
Okay.
They have been, when they find that a kid comes up there and he still owes all this money and he's not making any effort to bring his account current, he's not paying. Now what schools have been doing, and they're being criticized for this, and there's laws that are now being passed, including in the state of California.
You're going to work it off, Jimmy.
You're going to work it off.
You're going to be banging erasers for a couple of weeks, I tell you.
Push the broom there, Sonny, see?
Yeah. We're going to have the cleanest chalkboards in town because of you, Jimmy.
Schools are making the kids work off the debt, or giving them the opportunity to work off the debt.
Okay.
Some schools would do that. Almost all schools would offer the kid an alternative cheap meal, which is usually a cheese sandwich and a carton of milk. So you don't get the hot lunch. You don't get the whatever else all the other kids are getting, the a la carte line, the burger, fries, the pizza, whatever. You don't get that. But you here. We'll take your tray away because you didn't pay for this. You get a cheese sandwich and milk.
And then that's when everyone's like, oh, look at cheese over there. Because you didn't get your hot lunch. Now you're getting the cold cheese sandwich. I know, believe
me. That's the problem.
Right, that they're getting made fun of.
Students who owe money on their lunch account are being made to pay up or work it off. Or their food is, they take the tray away and they give them this cheaper cheese sandwich thing. Kids are going home in tears because they were shamed. And one dad took his story to the news. Here's a dad describing the horror.
So the woman took her tray of food from her and set it aside and offered her a cold cheese sandwich and a white milk.
Don Reese says his daughter was humiliated by her school in front of everyone.
It's borderline bullying, in my opinion.
Okay.
Bullying?
Listen, that sandwich is a little bit of butter and a frying pan away from being an awesome grilled cheese sandwich.
I love a cheese sandwich right now.
Me
how are
too.
You?
Yes, I would eat a cheese sandwich in a heartbeat. Probably shouldn't, but I would.
Do you ever go to summer camp? That's what you get, cheese sandwich.
Yeah, sometimes certain things build character. Now, a certain personality is going to go, you know what, I'm going to grow up, I'm going to have money, and I'm never going to have to ever eat another cheese sandwich if I don't want to. You know what I mean? Like, you can...
Kind of like the last line in Gone with the Wind. As God is my witness, I'll never go hungry again. It's like that. It does build character.
I had no idea that was in your arsenal there of impressions, Frosty. That's very impressive. I do declare.
Strange and neither did I. Must be the residual alcohol. Sober me would never
do
that.
You turned into an old Southern woman.
I mean, my reputation's already damaged. Now it's completely ruined. He did what? Would you call it bullying?
No.
Sorry, kid. Did you pay for your lunch the last 25 times you're up here? No.
Not to be pessimistic, you'll never get rid of bullying. And I'm not even saying that that's obviously the hardcore bullying is awful, but we're all bullied in some way in school. whether it's about your name or whatever. You have freckles, and they'll figure out something. And sometimes that builds character.
It does build character.
It forces you to be like, okay, not everybody's going to be nice to me. Not everybody's going to like me. So how am I going to, in that situation when they're like, oh, freckle face or four eyes or whatever it is, I need to have a comeback. I need to be able to, you know, defend myself verbally.
Good call. But now kids, of course, will be raising them where they get whatever they want. Little crybabies. And there's even a name for this.
Actually, it's called lunch shaming.
Lunch shaming.
Listen, I got lunch shamed at school, too, because some kids had a mom who really made kick-ass, like if you brown bagged it, made really kick-ass sandwiches and had Doritos and all. And my mom wasn't that mom. My mom might make me a piece of, you know, white bread bologna and a bag of off-brand chips. And they were like, ew, bologna. I mean.
That's fine. That's great. But now apparently, no. It's like. Pulling a kid aside and going, excuse me, you didn't pay for that. Here's a cheese sandwich. That's bullying. That's lunch shaming. The horror. It's ridicule. Now they made fun of me.
Lunch shaming is everything.
So.
Not everything is something.
Anyway, so these kids have been ripping off the schools on the taxpayer dime. And now if we finally say, excuse me, pay up or eat cheese sandwich. They take their story to the news.
Administrators say schools don't have the funds to absorb the debt. So, in many districts, when a student can't afford their lunch, they get an alternate meal, which can be very different. Critics say it only turns school lunch into a lesson in ridicule.
There you go. It's a good lesson to learn.
Right.
How about this lesson, kids? When you don't pay up, you don't get the goods. Welcome to life.
That is life.
Representative Michael Padilla, State Senator New Mexico, says it's wrong to single out kids who don't have any money.
So it's very clear, you know, what your home life is like to the other kids.
Right, you can know who the poor kids are.
That's right.
What's wrong with that? Growing up, did you know who the poor kids were?
Well, you can usually tell them by their shoes anyway.
Anyway, it's worse.
Oh, God.
For kids who let their overdue lunch money bills pile up, continue to eat and eat for free, something happens to one of their body parts as punishment.
And it gets worse. Online, you can find posted photos of children bearing what look like school ink stamps on their arms and hands, demanding payment. They are literally branded.
They're branded!
But they do that probably so that when the kid goes home, the mom says... What's all over your arm?
Exactly.
Oh, you forgot to pay. And I mean, otherwise, the kid may not remember, oh, I got to tell my mom that there's no money in the for lunch.
Yes.
So the stamp will
And the stamp doesn't say poor kid. It doesn't say thief. It says lunch money. So mom and dad remembers that lunch money is due, but apparently that's branding children, which is a horrible thing to do.
And an identical bill has been introduced into Congress, which could bring a federal law so that no student should ever again have to face a choice between hunger or shame.
Come on. This is a little heavy-handed in the drama.
New Mexico led the lead. They passed it. California now has the same bill, and it's now gone to the federal level for all schools to let kids eat free as long as they want. Sorry, no more branding the arms, no more cheese sandwiches, no more shames. And if you go up there and you take the hot lunch, we take the plate away.
Why don't we just give everybody cheese sandwiches? And
right.
milk. That way it's
like
even.
In North Korea. It's all like communist, socialist, poor children. That's where we're going. Anyway, the end of lunch shaming. What a shame. Isn't that sad?
I don't know how you... I think it's more embarrassing when everybody sees the grade on your paper. When everyone's handing out papers and it's at the top and everyone's like, what'd you get? And you're like, if you've got the D minus... I mean, everything in school is that way, so you just take that away, too, so that nobody's feelings are hurt.
Do they still...
That's embarrassing.
I remember when they used to hold the grades up and everyone could see that you're failing grade. Do they do that anymore?
I don't know.
Because the whole point of that was you didn't want everyone to know that you screwed up and you got an F.
Frosty.
And you would study so you wouldn't get an F the next time. It was a deterrent from being a slouch.
I don't know if they did this in high school, but they definitely did this in college. Remember taking a quiz or some sort of big test, and then you'd go to the room, and the thing would be on the wall outside, and you'd have to look for your name, like,
oh, yeah, you're great.
Did I find it? And everybody could look up other people, so it was right out there in the open of what you got on something.
Absolutely. Let's get your calls on. Eric, what's that number, by the way?
1-800-955-KLOS.
Let's start on line 3 with Nikki. Nikki, what do you think about this lunch shaming?
Oh, my gosh. I think it's horrible. First of all, parents need to be responsible. How can you not remember to give your child lunch, snack, and or money? I have a son who's in kindergarten, and I swear every couple of weeks on the homework assignment sheet, we get it at home that says, please remember to pack your kid's snack. And it makes me so angry when you see these moms have Starbucks, cigarettes, Victoria's Secrets, all these things, and they can't remember to pack their kid's snack, money, or lunch.
There you go.
Get your head, huh?
Exactly.
How do you forget that your kid needs to
eat? It's insane. It's insane when a 5-6-year-old goes out that door in the morning and you don't have snack in that backpack and water for them. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Nikki, I grew up in a family where both of my parents were teachers in a part of the country in a time where they didn't make a lot of money. And I'm sure, looking back, my parents probably went hungry sometimes, but they always found enough coins laying around to give me my lunch money. They didn't let me rack up a debt.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Nikki.
I agree with it.
Line five is Judy. Judy, what about this? What do you think about
this
lunch shaming?
I totally agree with that, Mom. And what's even more frustrating is when they get reduced meals and they're showing up and the kids are eating donuts and having McDonald's every day. And we use a meal card where you put so much money on it, and you know, and when it gets down to $10. We get a robocall in our district. You owe this kind of money. You need to pay.
Yeah, the parents are aware of this. They're getting the calls. They're getting the notices. They're getting the emails. They're getting the letters. But 76% of parents are ignoring this and letting the bill rack up 15, 20, 25 bucks. And that's where schools are finally going, we can't afford this anymore.
Is it because they can't afford it? Or is it just because they just forgot? But it sounds like from the two calls we took, there's a reminder, whether it's in the homework or whether it's a robocall.
I think it's a bad thing that parents are teaching their kids. Don't worry. Someone's going to feed you. The government gave you something. Don't worry about it. Line seven, Michelle. You're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. What's up, Michelle?
Hi. Well, a couple of things. First of all, why didn't the dad go down and pay the bill instead of going to the media and just saying, oh, feel sorry for me? And second of all, my daughter, I packed her lunch, her snack, everything every day. And if she didn't like what I sent, she would go and charge something at the cafeteria. I would get a bill, and I actually went to the school and forbid them to give her anything because I sent food. We didn't have free lunch. I sent food every day, and they told me flat out, we can't do that. If your child comes to us, we have to feed them. And that pissed me off.
Yeah, because you packed her lunch. She just didn't happen to like what you packed.
Exactly.
Thank you, Michelle. Now, what she said at the very beginning of that, why did the dad go to the media instead of paying? Eric, play cut one again. This is why. Because he thought it was such a big deal. The horror his daughter had to deal with at school. The horror.
So the woman took her tray of food from her and set it aside and offered her a cold cheese sandwich and a white milk.
Don Reese says his daughter was humiliated by her school in front of everyone.
It's borderline bullying, in my opinion.
Bullying. God forbid we bully the kids when they're eating for free and we take their plates and smash them. No sandwich for you, Tina.
Oh, the drama.
Joe in line three, what do you think about all this? We can't lunch shame kids anymore. We can't bully them when they don't pay. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great.
You know, my wife worked for the school district for like 25 years. And she worked in the main kitchen preparing the lunches for the kids. And she also worked in what's called the out schools where, you know, the kids, you know, eat and where they go to school. Now, you know, here in California, we don't know of any schools that do that, this lunch shaming stuff. I watched it on the news last night, too. And that's crazy what they're doing back east and so. But out here, and actually, the schools and the programs that we have here that where my wife worked, the kids that were on free lunches and the kids that paid full price for lunches, the ones that had the free cards, the school from the government.
For God's sakes, Joe!
Huh?
Please! Thank you, Joe. You know, he could put Simonix out of business. He wasn't even close to making his point.
Not yet. No, he's a slow build guy.
He was still in the preamble.
He was really laying the groundwork.
Right.
Setting the table, as they say.
He wasn't. You know, when you remember books, those big square papery things?
Remind me.
and you would open the front page and it'd be like an introduction.
Yeah, right.
From that, he wasn't even done with that.
He wasn't there. He wasn't even to the I'd like to thank or the acknowledgments for to my sweet wife and my three lovely children.
At that point, you throw the damn book away or give it to Goodwill. I don't even want to read the book now. It's no. If it's Eddie on line two, if you're still awake.
All right.
Hi, Eddie.
How's it going?
Oh, you heard him, didn't you?
Yeah, my daughter, she doesn't want to go eat at the cafeteria because they've asked her for money. But we put money on her card, but let's say it ends up finishing. And she goes to the line and they say, you don't have any money. So she just leaves. They don't offer her a cold sandwich. And she just doesn't eat. And then when we tell her we re-upped your money, she still won't go eat because she thinks she's going to get told by the cafeteria lady that she doesn't have money. So she is, in a way, been shamed or bullied by the cafeteria people.
Oh, God, it just makes me want to just break a plate over somebody's head.
I know. Horror. Yeah, there's...
Oh, feels better.
So did you get that?
Yes.
Yeah,
Eddie.
Eddie, that's just... Ugh.
So they do it. They do shame me.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
My advice is to give her up for adoption. Let some other family raise her. Who knows how to speak to her about such things?
You would want that.
And thanks, he's willing Eddie. To adopt her.
Let's do one more. Anthony on five. Lunch shaming. Help.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I really don't agree with any of this. I think that a lot of the children actually cannot afford to have the food or cannot afford to have lunch money. All these parents that are talking about these women with a Starbucks and all this stuff are really, really, really on the top percentile of this. I'm talking about indigent people that really do not have money. And, you know, when I grew up, I got those Chuck Taylors from the Five and Dime, and that was the one pair that I got all year.
Right.
It wasn't just that. My mom had six kids, and she raised us all on a single income that she did, working three jobs. So
Anthony,
I don't agree with that. I think that, you know, if...
Hold on. Not to get in the weeds here in just the remaining minute or so. If you have kids come first.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're poor and you don't make any money, there you get help from the government usually. You get some help coming in some way. The kids' food comes first.
Right.
And if it's $2.50 a day to have your kid eat lunch, find it. Do without shoes, cigarettes, Starbucks, your own lunch, whatever it takes. The kid's belly comes first. The worst thing you can do is to send a kid to school with no money in their pocket, eating for free because the government steps in to take care of them, and you're teaching him welfare is what is a good lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It's a terrible, terrible life lesson sometimes. If you want stuff, it takes money to pay for it. If you can't afford to have kids and give them $2.50 a day for lunch, maybe you shouldn't have kids.
Mm, that's next hour.
And if they go and they try to steal a hot lunch... on their head. And we're going to brand them on the arm with a poor stamp. Maybe a hot one that's cooked over a fire.
Bzz. Forever they'll know you're poor. Forever.
I was a poor child with plates in my head. The horror, I was bullied. It's 8:26. Frank's on vacation. We come back with a test your brain game, another brain game thing. Also, we're going to play racist, sexist, or offensive.
Oh.
Bunch of stories in the news that are one of those, perhaps.
Oh.
Well, that's coming up. First, a check of traffic.